Operation Savings on Kerry today, in association with BillGenie.ie, helping you to save money. Get involved by logging on to BillGenie.ie.
Yes, indeed, we have James Murphy of BillGenie.ie back in with us again. He was in with us in August to launch Operation Savings, and thousands of euros saved for many people across the county. James, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again. We're going to talk, first of all, we'll talk in a moment about, I suppose, where we ended up in terms of the amount of savings made, but a lot has changed. Saturday, the 1st of October, just gone, was when a lot of the new pricing plans unfortunately kicked in for suppliers. But things are changing very fast now in terms of electricity market.
That's right. Good morning, Gerry, and good morning, listeners. Thanks for having me in again. Gerry, it's literally changing by the minute, really. I mean, I'm at this full time. I'm looking at things full time, but literally, it's just changing in front of your very eyes, right? The increases, I suppose, just after coming in, so whether people realise it or not, the prices did go up on Saturday. So far, SSE, Electric Ireland, Bord Gáis have increased. On the 7th of October, Energia are increasing, and Flowgas are increasing again on the 26th of October. So it's literally all increases by the companies, and the other thing we're seeing is that the percentage discounts are being reduced. So not only are the unit prices going up, but discounts are being reduced, so people don't have as many options or as high a discount option as they used to before.
Yes, so that's a factor. Now, Panda Power left the market. I was speaking to a business owner in Killarney over the last number of days, and they had said they had just switched over to Panda Power to make savings. Now they're like, oh my God, I have to go again. Yeah, that can be a serious inconvenience for people.
Panda Power left the market there in September. Unfortunately, look, I suppose, again, it's losing another option for people, and the more options that are there, I suppose, the more competitive it is, and it helps to keep prices down. It is a pity Panda are gone. They had some very good packages, in particular for business people who were on very good rates, and of course, with Panda leaving, these business people lost their good rates, which they would have set a few months ago before the prices went up. So yeah, it has caused a bit of hassle for people, a lot of hassle. I suppose if you could be positive about the way Panda left the market, it was different to the way Iberdrola left the market, because at least Panda gave their customers 2 weeks' notice to change provider or make another arrangement, because the way Iberdrola did it earlier in the year, hopefully they've learned from that, the CRU and things have learned from that, but that was literally changed and you're gone. You know, you had no chance to change provider or make your own arrangement.
Yeah,
it was just
forced
on you. So at least Panda gave people 2 weeks is the point to make.
Did it. Okay. Now, we're also talking, and we'll talk in a moment about smart meters, but look, we're starting Operation Savings again for this month. Tell me about the final total for the last time you were with us.
Yeah, so when we wrapped it up there at the start of September, the savings in August was 37,992 euro, which was the projected savings versus people, old suppliers, by changing over. So that was the people that changed in August. Now, since then, I've actually kept a track of it as well.
Sure.
So anyone that rolled over from August, we've added in their figures. So we actually picked up an extra 16,424 euro worth of savings in September from the August people, which brings our total for the campaign so far to 54,416. So look, that's money that people won't be paying on, well, they probably will be paying it now, but versus their old supplier, that's money they would have saved compared with the old deals that they were on. But
sure,
it's money that'll hopefully stay in Kerry, you know.
Okay, and if people want to get involved and people haven't switched yet, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so it's very simple. They can touch base with us through our website, www.billgenie.ie, so that's BILLGENIE.ie, or they can call us or WhatsApp us on 086 102 5551. That's 086 102 5551, or the email address is hello@billgenie.ie. So
yeah,
hello@billgenie.ie.
And that's the idea is to do it now, because the prices are coming in. You will be getting that shock in the system. Look, the other thing, the positive thing, at least there's 600 euro coming over the next couple of months for everybody.
Correct, yeah. So what was announced in the budget is that there's 600 coming. We're expecting 200 of that to be before Christmas, and we're expecting the other 400 possibly in two batches very early in the new year. So I suppose what we want to do through operations is, look, it's great that that is coming. There's other things like the PSO going down, the VAT being left low. All these things will help. But what we want to do with operation savings is we want to maximise that, that the use of that 600 euro and make it stretch further. Yeah. That's the whole idea.
Okay. You know? James, the smart meter debate, and it's really kicked off in the last couple of weeks. I think it's fair to say, and it's objectively fair thing to say, that it hasn't been rolled out well in terms of communications and in publicity. Over a million installed, less than 10%, about 4%, I think, are using smart plans. There is a concern over the cost of smart plans. Now, the overall picture of this is, and another announcement was made by the CRU during the week, that they've put up the price by 10% for people using electricity in the crucial, is it 4 to 7 or 5 to 7 period, the peak times. But to offset that, they've reduced the cost in the 10% times. That's if you're on a smart plan and you signed up to a smart tariff. So if you do adjust things, and if you do go to, and for some it'll be a serious inconvenience, others, people are more attuned to it, they feel they can work it, it may work for them. You use your electricity at the time when fewer people, later in the night, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, earlier in the morning before people are up, you use your things if you can, if it suits you. So it is a way that you can further save money. However, a lot of people are balking at that, the idea of using things in the middle of the night, plus the fact that at the moment there are higher charges associated during the day for being in a smart tariff. Is that what you're saying from your review?
Yeah, I think, look, I did quite a bit of research, I suppose, using my own meter and things at home as well. I'm on one of the old traditional plans, or the non-smart plans at the moment. I'd always felt that the smart plans were more expensive just from looking at the rates. But when I actually sat down and crunched the numbers on it 2 weeks ago, using my own usage and my own meter, I worked out that I took the prices of three different suppliers, of the main suppliers in Ireland, and when I compared it, all three of them, if I was on a smart plan, would have been working out more expensive. Right now, they can put all these things down to lack of information, lack of publicity, all this, right? The bottom line is the smart plans are more expensive, which is why people aren't taking them up.
You know? Would they be less expensive though if you adjusted the way you usually, and I'm conscious not everybody can, people with families, people with different times, medical equipment at home, all of those things. If you were to adjust, and that's what the government are trying to do, make people adjust their usage to different times, would you save money?
Yeah, and look, I totally get it, trying to move the power off the peak time. It makes sense, right? But what they need to do is, at the moment across the board, it seems that you're paying more during your day. Yes, you're getting a benefit at night of cheaper electricity, and that suits certain people that can change their usage. You're paying a lot more between 5 and 7, but the killer for me is the fact that the rest of the day you're also paying more.
And that needs to be changed
really
from your point of view. And it's a political question.
They need to work on that.
Brief question, James. I'm with Electric Ireland. I pay through direct debit. Is there any savings by paying by direct debit, or would it be better off cancelling and pay a few bob off every week? Now, suppliers give discounts for going direct debit. Isn't that right? There's a reason for that.
They, by signing up direct debit, number one, you're getting the maximum discounts, I guess. And, you know, you're making savings that way. People can still, most of the providers now, you can still pay in your post office. Once you get your first bill from a supplier, there'll be a barcode on the bottom of it. So you could bring that bill along during the month before you get your bill, and you could go into the post office and you could use the barcode. The barcode stays the same, it applies to your account, and you can make payments off it. So almost use it like a top-up situation. Others, then, you can pay through the app, you can pay online. So if you have spare 15 or 20 euro, you can just pay it off, you know, during the month, and that then is credited off your bill.
And then your direct debit is less. You can stay on direct debit and pay it off, and it is less.
Not advisable to cancel your direct debit, though, because then you might be sent out a bill for 300 euro for a deposit from some of the suppliers. So leave the direct debit in place, but you can make payments, prepayments during the month to keep it.
James, you're going to be back with us next week. BillGeanie.ie is the website to go to, 086-102-5551, and hello at BillGeanie.ie. We'll have more results for you next week and more chat with James as well.